Some criteria are required to make sure that what circulation you're looking at is indeed a TVS or a TS. One is that you have to have minimal shear. Well, there's no hard lower threshold in this criterion, in the same way that as an algorithm like the TDA would assign one. But the minimal shear is that which an expert forecaster would identify as something that depends on many things, like the distance from the radar and the forecaster's assessment of its size and near storm environment and past experience. We'll discuss what meaningful shears may be of significance, and that you can also see in the tornado hazards lesson there in the convective topic. Okay, so next is the vertical extent. At least some vertical continuity should be seen in the TS or TVS so that there's a high probability that an updraft is present in the circulation. For most events, the depth should be at least 1500 meters or 4900 feet. The algorithm says three volume scans consecutively on top of each other. Low top supercells may not actually have deep TSs and TVSs, even if tornadic. And so sometimes, and if detectable at all, only the lowest elevation angle may contain a gate-to-gate rotational signature in low top supercells. Sometimes the vortex may appear as a TES or a TVS at adjacent elevation angles due to the vagaries of sampling and vortex structure. The vertical structure or extent should be include one or both manifestations as long as the true vortex appears to show continuity in the vertical. Okay, so number three is persistence. In order to reduce the possibility of a circulation that randomly becomes vertically coordinated, you should ensure that the TS and TVS persists for at least 5 minutes. However, mesocyclones can sometimes spin up over a considerable depth in a very short time, and some legitimate TSs and TVSs may become tornadic in less time. We suggest that if either vortex forms in close proximity to a strong updraft and you have a very supportive environment, persistence may not be such a requirement to call it a TS or TVS, and also the requisite tornado threat. Finally, let me go ahead and remind you that in topic four on the base and derived products on TDAs, that the TDA requires that the signature, the vortex signature, goes down to the lowest scan or within 600 meters of the ground. In topic six, we don't require that. However, if you don't see it in the lowest scan here in the actual data, then you might have to wind up finding out why you don't see it there and consider that it may not be as threatening of a signature if it does not go all the way down to the lowest scan or within 600 meters of the ground.